Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
So we're going to go back to something that we saw yesterday, Chesed Aleph, if we may, that there was a discussion there about these cities, the Gemara and Chesed Aleph, going back to what we saw yesterday, about 15, 20 lines up. It was Rav Masna who said, Roini she'asa kalanda v'chol ha'yer smuchusla. We had a shayla about cities that there was this Hale Kalanda, and in Rome, they conducted this holiday. Their minhag was to keep this holiday. But the Ayaris that were smuchus law, it sounds like they themselves maybe wouldn't have done it, but they were mishtabdus law. They were mishuvah to Rome. They had to give them taxes. And so therefore, all of those cities, we had a shayla, are they usher or mutter to do business with them, being that they themselves aren't really keeping the holiday, but Rome, the nearby Rome, which they're mishuvah to, is. The Meshuvah Levi said, right, so that's part of the question, exactly. So take a look at Rashi. So you had Machlekes, Rabbi Shuvan Levi said it's Usur, Rabbi Yochanan said it's Mutter. So take a look at the Rashi over there. We'll start with that. Roni Sha'asa Kalanda, Rashi about 20 lines up from the bottom. Tiknu Oise Yoim, the Hakar Zvach, and that was the day you have to bring Karbonites. All the nearby cities, they were meshuvah to Rome. They had to follow, you know, whatever Rome said. They had to give them lite mak. They had to give them the taxes. They had to supply them with their goods, all their needs. And therefore, it's likely they're going to give them the animals. They themselves, they don't keep this holiday at all. So the way Rashi is learning, these nearby cities did not keep the holiday b'chol. The only issue potentially is that they would give the animals, supply Rome with their needs for that holiday. What would be the problem with that? The name of since they're Meshubah to Rome, they're going to buy now, they're going to buy an animal from you, the Jew, and then they're going, what are they going to do with that? They're going to go bring the animal to Rome. So Rabbi Kivega right away says, what's the problem with this? Means that you're going to be giving an animal to somebody who is not keeping this holiday b'chlal. So there's no lifnei iver there. So what's the problem? Because he's going to then give it to the people in Rome. That's lifnei de lifnei. So if you look at the Gilyan Hashas, he says, "Koshuli ha'havin lifnei de lifnei de shorik l'kamon yidal manalos." You look at the Gemara yidal manalos. It's pretty clear that this concept of lifnei de lifnei is going to be mutter. So how come over here? I mean, it's a fair to Gemara. Let's get more Gemara later on. It's Lefnei Lefnei. How could there be a thought over here that it's also the way Rashi learns? This is all the way Rashi learns. We'll see others. But before we do that, you see Rishi Vager says, take a look at the Gra in Yerodea. So if you look at the Gra in Yerodea that he's Messiah, in Kuklamites, it's going there in a halacha, which is really based on a Taisus. The truth is, Taisus is really the starting point for this. Taisus on Yedalad, at the end of Taisus Chatzav, Yedalad Amud Beis, he talks about a case where you're going to be supplying books, prayer books, for the places of worship. He says you can't sell it even not to a priest. It sounds like the priests were the ones primarily using the prayer books, these books, whatever it was. But you can't even give it to the Stam Oved Kechavim. You can't give it to, because he's gonna then, he's, because the way Tosha says it, the Vivada Yukaneno O Yim Kareno Lekoimer, because he's certainly going to give it to the priest. Yes, right. The literacy was.
We had
literacy.
Yeah.
But even until. Right. It was the top percentage. So this is where the halacha in Shulchan Aruch comes from, which Rabbi Kivager's Messiah, that says, Sifrei Ovidei Kechavim B'yad Yisrael, Yesh Mishamer She'ein Isra L'machim. That's to some hold that you can sell these books. And then there's the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, Yesh Omrim She'asa L'machrim L'chol Kechavim, Imhim Svarim HaShayachim L'zamer V'chol Kechavim, right? Because you might use it as like a songbook. And the Yesh Omrim L'zachim L'kehanim Asa L'mkol, L'shar V'kechavim, it's not a problem. So basically you have over here a shayla whether or not you can seemingly enter into a case of Lefnei to Lefnei. You're going to be selling a prayer book, a songbook, to Stami Pagan. He's not going to use it, but he's going to give it to his priest. The Taishan says it's Vaday Osir. And the Shulchan Aruch put down others who say, no, there's no problem with that. The Gra Over here in Shulchan Aruch, which is what the Kidegar's Messiah, he says that it's Tosfos' Shita, that like we saw on Yadalat and Beis, that it's usher to sell the prayer book to the guy who's then going to Vada give it to his priest. And the way he seems to say it is, there's the grub. That which we know he's certainly going to sell it. So this seems to be the grub's gather. That if it's such a vada that like we said, this guy can't read. But what's he going to do with this prayer book? What's he going to do with the song book? He's obviously going to give it to the priest. It's as if he gave it to the priest. He's just like an agent of the priest. And so therefore, the grub's gather seems to be, there is a concept of lefnei de lefnei that we know is mutter. The Gemara says lefnei de lefnei is mutter. Only lefnei is not lefnei de lefnei. But sometimes if you're so certain that when you give this item to the middleman, he's going to certainly give it over to the next. He's just acting as almost an agent. So then it's not lefnei de lefnei at that point. Going back to our Gemara, you have these nearby cities. They themselves don't keep the holiday. But we know that they're meshuvah to Rome. They have to supply Rome with all their needs. So if I sell them a nice, juicy cow, they're going to give that. I know they're going to give that over to Rome, and then that's going to be used. When it closes the eighth, right, before the eighth. So this is all if you learn like Rashi. But there are other Rishayim here who learn differently. And it's interesting because they seem to ask Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Like they're coming from the problem of Lefnei, which means that you see that there were those Rishayim who did not follow this gather of the grub. There are those who learn differently. Right, for example, over here, the Rashba. The Rashba says, is that really, they did keep the holiday. They also did Kalanda, but they were only doing it in Yira Samela. They were not really interested in it. So therefore, if they buy an animal for you, they're not going to really bring it as an animal. They're not going to bring it as a carbon. And they're not going to be Ozul Maida. So that's the other Mahal Sibrit. Well, many other Rishonim learn this way. The Meiri, many, many other Rishonim take the approach, not like Rashi, that they do keep Kalanda. And they are going to take the animal for themselves. And they are going to, if they transact with you, it should be a problem. But they're not really interested in the holiday. So they're not going to think they're going to go to church. Maybe they'll just sit there. And they'll sit there quietly. They're not really interested in keeping it. And so it's only the year of Tamelech, as they put it. Right, so that would be the reason. Now, it is interesting to note, though, that you have to work out over here the shita, because we have Rabbi Yochanan over here telling us that it's mutter. Right, Rabbi Yochanan over here says, so there's really no problem. He asma klemer, the iser is only to those who serve it. So if you learn like the Rashba, it means that those who are not really serving, who are not keeping kalanda, so it wouldn't be an iser. Now, if that wouldn't be an issue, then why would there be an issue there? So potentially, like we're saying in the Gra, it might be a problem of really lifnei iver, which we would think is lifnei to lifnei, but really it's not lifnei to lifnei. Right? Really, it's vada, because I know he's going to give it. So that would be the approach if I wanted to be Shuvan Levi. If I wanted to be Shuvan Levi, Kalan is also lecholhi, because I know that when I give the animal to the outlying to the surrounding cities, they're going to give it to Rome. That would be the problem, and it's not lefnei de lefnei, it's vaday osir. So now, if you look a little bit further in the Gemara's later, there's a shita of Rabbi Yochanan on Yudeis Amud Beis that would seem to go in a different direction than this. Take a look at the. Over here. Yeah, I don't want to take a look at it now because we're going to see it really on Yudbeis. When we get to Yudbeis, we'll see this might be a problem because it's going to be in conflict with Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we won't get to that now, but maybe on Yudbeis we'll come back to this point. We have to work out the names over here. Rabbi Yochanan, so it's clear we're coming after this Gemara. Well, I guess we'll hold on to that for now, and then when we get to Yudbeis, maybe we'll take a look at this. That Rabbi Yochanan, if you learn like the Gra, is Rabbi Yochanan, our Gemara is saying it's Mutter, which would mean that he would say that even in a case where the person's vada going to transfer it over to somebody else who's going to serve, who's going to use it, it's still not going to be us, which means he would say that it's still lefnei de lefnei. Because l'chayra, everyone agrees to the concept of lefnei iver. One straight lefnei iver is going to be mutter. So how is this not a problem? So it must be because he holds this is not lefnei de lefnei, even though your vada going to give it, It's still not with Nezhu Lefneh. Meaning the Gruz together seemingly would only fit in Rav Shub and Levi. And that might pose problems later. But in any event, we basically have over here two approaches to understanding this Gemara. We have Rashi, who's saying that this Kalanda was not kept by the surrounding cities, the people in the surrounding cities, the Ayaris Mukhusla. They did not keep this holiday. The only problem was that they were going to give the animals to the people in Rome. Rav Akiva Eiger asked, it's Lefnei to Lefnei. The Gemara says, that's not called Lefnei to Lefnei based on a Taisus on Yadalid. Sometimes if we're so certain that he's going to give these chafetim, these animals, these items to the people who are serving, and then that person is going to use it as a offering, that's not Lefnei to Lefnei, because I'm so certain it's going to happen. The other approach is, the other Rishayim learn, no, there's no Lefnei to Lefnei here at all. This is straight one Lefnei. It's that the Ayaris Mukhuslo were keeping the holiday. They were just not keeping it for real. They were keeping it out of fear. So that was the machlokes, whether or not that should be a problem. Yeah, there is. If it's not a vada, right? If it's Los Angeles Nays, where it's not a vada. But here, let's say they're not Moshe Buddhism.
So does that mean that this name by itself is always a vada? Or even if it's a vada? Even if it's a vada?
Only if. Oh, no, right. So that's not good. Right. No, but the vada is that he's going to have the ability to use the animal. Yeah, now it turns versus the thing. That's the Rav mentioned the Pri Yitzchak. That's a different shayla. Whether or not Lefnei has to actually follow through. Does he have to execute the Yaveira or not? Right. If he doesn't throw the stone, he doesn't bring the animal as an offering. Yeah, but here we're just right. We're just converting Lefnei to Lefnei into one Lefnei. Yeah, it's not going to be a difference, yeah. Together with Naiv, or with the guy. It's together with Bechara, yeah. It's a Vada, yeah. Right. It should be, you would think. Now, the one last point that this is going to be relevant to is actually something we had before. Vav Maral, the Taisa said that when the Gemara had to remember the Gemara had a suffix. Is it a problem of Azul Maida, or is it a problem with Naiv? Taisa there in the bottom said that he asked Akasha, some asked on Rashi, he said, Rashi learns in the Mishnah that it's Mekach Umemker, which is buying and selling. Both buying and selling is a problem. Now he asks, what type of Lefnei Iver is there by buying? It means you're going to the guy, it's a day before his holiday, and you want to buy an animal from him. You take his animal, and you're giving him cash. So where's the Lefnei Iver in that? That was Taisa's Kasha. What's he going to do with the cash? Oh, but that's already, so Taisa says, since he's going to use the cash for his holiday, so then it's not a problem. It's meaning, therefore, it is a problem. I mean, that's why it would be usher. That's why. Yeah, right, something like that. Now, so now when you ask, you could ask, though, how is that Lefnei Iver? I'm giving him cash. Now, what does he do with the cash? He's going to buy an animal. Isn't that Lefnei Iver? So, again, you could say that's part of the Taisus, like we saw in Yizal, Taisus Shita might be, like the Gruz saying, that if I know it's going to happen, so then it's not Lefnei to Lefnei, it's one Lefnei. So when I give him the cash, I'm really giving him the means to serve his idol, which is in essence Lefnei, one Lefnei. It's not a double. It's not two steps removed. Okay. That's a little something from yesterday. Are you saying, so then that already goes into the Gemara's Nafkamina. Right. Yeah. He has no other cash, or that'll have to be the case. You're right. If he has the cash, then it's not Lefnei to Lefnei. Where he had nothing else to sell. Right. Okay, I'm not sure that's already another step. Yes, he knows he's going to get the money. Right. Okay, so that's all from yesterday. That was... Okay, so now we'll come back to our Gemara. So the Rav we started yesterday, the bottom of Cheslin Vez, where it was really coming off of this Braita, which mentioned that 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, Rome started to take assert control over the Jewish state at the top of the time. And the question the Gemara posed was, if you run the numbers, it's really more than 180, because the numbers go that the first 34 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, we were under the control of the Persians. We then went, and Alexander the Great, they took over Persia, defeated Persia, and now the Greeks are in control. And how many years did that last? 20, what was it? 180. Yeah, that was 180 of Greek.
What else?
Right, it was 180. That was 180, so that got us to 216. And then...
Yeah,
214, I'm sorry, right, 214. Right, it was 34, and, well, yeah, 214. And then we had 2103s, which is 206.
Which is
420 total, at the second fight. So the Gemara's kasha is, you're telling me that Rome asserted control 180 years. Really, they asserted control more than that. It was 206 years before. And the reason for that is because when the Gemara says that the Chashmonaim took control from Greece, well, how did they do that? Like it's clear from the Midrashim, from various places, like the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Vayishlach, interestingly, that part of the Maisa of Esim Lebanon, part of the foreshadowing of history, was that Yaakov went to send a gift, send a message to Esav that he's here. And the Medrash has a sign on him. It's like you're yanking the dog by the ear. Don't yank the dog by the ear. In other words, don't mess around with Esav. Leave Esav be. You'll go on your jolly way, and Esav won't bother you. Yaakov was concerned that Esav's going to bother him. But really, the taina on Yaakov was that Esav's not bothering you. Esav's going to leave you alone. So why send him a message? I'm here. And so the Ramban there says, Maisa b'Sim Labanim, that what's going to happen later in history as well is that the Jewish people in the times of the Chashmonaim are going to reach out to Esav. They're going to reach out to Rome. And by doing so, they're going to bring Rome into the sphere of the Middle East or that area of Eretz Yisrael in particular. And once they do that, then it's the beginning of the end. Because once Rome's involved, then it's just a matter of time.
Well, you said that was the beginning of the Hashemite?
That is historically what happened.
I thought it was the middle when Aristotle's and Rome were fighting.
Yeah, I thought they reached out. Yeah, I thought they reached out to Rome right immediately. That's what I...
That's how they
yeah, that's part... I mean, I don't know.
The,
yeah, okay, maybe. Not long after. I mean, that was part... I mean, that's they talk about on Hanukkah that... Hanukkah wasn't really a total victory over the Greeks. There was no total victory. There were still battles to happen. I mean, that's at least some cipher said.
How much later? The
it doesn't sound like it was long. They needed the Rome. I mean, they did not have the manpower to defeat Greece, which makes sense. The Jewish people did not have, with all the Nisim that happened, they didn't have the B2. They needed to call on, they needed to make a phone call to the president. So the same thing was happening there. Interesting how history repeats itself. So in other words, therefore we know that the Chashmonaim had to call on Rome, and by calling on Rome, we're thinking that that's what the Brisa should be referring to when it says 180 years before the Churban is when the Romans asserted control. So on that, the Gemara had answered, or we didn't get to the answer. I think it's what we're up to. The Gemara says, Alma Musan Deshit, we're six lines into Testament Aleph. Alma Musan Deshit Tabu, you see that it's 206. You're telling me it's only 180, meaning 180 years that Rome asserted control based on the numbers historically. It would seem to be 206 when the Chashmonaim took control. Ella Esrin v'shiz shnin kamu b'him nesai. Rather, when it was the 26 years, the difference, the 26 years difference between 180 and 206 is when the Romans were kamu b'him nesai, which is what we mentioned before. That I guess they kind of let the Judeans do what they want. They let the Yehudim run the show or made them think that they were running the show. B'had Yisroel, lo ishtavdu, they did not subjugate them. Yamtu lahochi like a chashiv lahu. And then only later, after the 26 years, did Rome finally assert its control, and that was the end. Now kishpashta malchus harishal Yisroel, kishpashta malchus harishal Yisroel. Fine. Now we go on to some calculations. So. I need the math people here. Amar Rav Papa. Yeah. Amar Rav Papa. Itoi hai tana v'lo yoda prati kamahava l'shaile l'safra kamaksid v'netaf alayu esrin u'shnin v'meshuch le l'chumre. What does that mean? Itoi hai tana. If the tana is going to make a mistake, the tana who he's calculating from the churban, meaning someone who is he's keeping count of the years, and the way that he keeps count of the years is he's starting that the year one is the year after Churban. So he's counting from the Churban. Churban Vayishen. That's how he's counting. And he does not know his prati. It means that he doesn't know in the two digits. He knows three digits. He knows the meyot, as Rashi says. He knows the hundreds of years that it's been. He knows the thousands of years that it's been. He does not know if it's 20 years, 30 years. So he knows it's 100, it's definitely in the, let's say, the third 100 years, third set of 100 years, third century after the Korban. He doesn't know which year within that third century after the Korban is it. Is it the 22nd? Is it the 55th? I don't know. I have no idea. So on that, he can go ask a Sofer, a Safra, and Rashi explains, as we know from Gittin, that the Soferim, when they would write Gittin and Shtaris, they would count from Malchus Yavon. Take a look at the Rashi there. Neshalu l'Safra kama. Rashi, about 20 lines down, the Sofer HaKoytiv Gittin, the Sofer who writes Gittin, Ushtaris, and other documents, Shehu Mayinu l'Malchus Yavon, that he's counting from the kingdom of Yavon, Kedamon l'Kamon. The Goyla ain't Mayinu l'Malchus Yavon. We always count based on the Malchus Yavon. The ain't Mayinu l'Tchilas Malchus Malchusim, but we do not start counting from the beginning of their Malchus, Shayu Sheishonim l'Kutoit. There were 6 years that I guess they weren't fully a Malchus Yesh, like Malchus, they weren't really in control. It'll be Elam, only in Elam, which is really in Persia, right? I don't know. I thought
he, as a
no, I think he means Alexander. That's what I always understood it.
That's when it became an empire.
Yeah, it wasn't
other countries.
Right, but did they? But I'm not sure exactly.
That doesn't have to do with Israel.
No, the whole. Right, no. From, yes, when they became a Malchus, I guess it took him 6 years to conquer, I suppose. I suppose. But I don't know. Elam, I thought, was in Persia, so I'm not sure how that works historically. I don't know. He's the one who made the empire, no?
Yeah, after
that. Philip got himself. Elam, from 6 years after, is Kashta Malchusan. Then the Malchus begins to become a world power. That's where they count. So they start counting 6 years after the beginning of Greece. So you'll ask the cipher, you're not going to ask him how many centuries it's been since Greece has come to be a world power. You'll just ask him the two digits. Is it 320 years? Is it 78 years, so is it 20 or 78? You're not going to ask him about which century. That doesn't really matter to you. So you'll take that number, and then when it's Tafi Allahu Eshenu Shnin, you'll add on another 20 years. Now, why are you going to do that? So Rashi explains. When it's Tafi Allahu, the next Rashi, Tana, the Tana, who's again counting from the Khurban, Eshen Shnin, 20 years, in Yeshloi, the Sofer Protest Bob. So, for example, let's say the Sofer has, we're in the third century since the Ivanim, and it's 15 years. Take the number 15, forget the third century. 15 years. Al Kolo Laminion, Yvonim, Yeshla the Tana, Lamed Hey Prat, Al Kolo Laminion Shne Khurban. Now the Tana will have 35. He knows it's 35. So whatever century he's in, which is going to obviously be less because the Greek Empire began before the Khurban. So the centuries are going to be less. But you'll know that at least in the smaller digits, it'll be 20 years more. It'll end up being 35. And then you'll find your cheshbon is good. Now Rashi explains how does that work out. Chumre, Rashi, the first white line, Rashi, kesher. Really, the word chumre is a knot, but klimar schum. But in other words, it means the sum total. Which it seems like this may be the only time in Shas or anywhere that's like this, because if you look in the Jastrov, he doesn't record any other place that this is used in this way. That the word chumre usually, like Rashi says over here, you see, Rashi says kesher, it's a knot. The word really means a knot, the way he says it, sealed knot, yeah. But in this context, it's used to mean the sum total, or what he's looking, the calculation. It comes out that it's good. Why? How do we see that? Minyan When does the sofer begin counting? Shin tei shanim kaidem ha-korban. 100 years before the korban. Kedetanya la'el, yava naklu malchus, the Saif Lamidalid.
100 years.
Sorry, 300. I'm sorry. 380 years. I'm sorry. The beginning. 380 years before the Korban. It has to make sense, like we saw before, because Yavan took the Malchus from Persia 34 at the end of 34. But it's not only 34. You need another six. But Haishvalein Sheish Shanim Shein Mayin Lahem Harei Tilos Minyanu LaSaif Mem Vidyanai Dahan Shin Tei Kadam Korban. Right, it's 40. You have 420 that it was around. Minus the first 40, which was Persia / Greek getting their act together. So it's 380. Nimzak Shizkel Tana Limnus the Khorban comes out when the Tana wants to start counting from the end of the Beis HaMikdash, the Khorban. Umanak Farfes, Chafshana. He counts 20 years. Nishlam klal ha-sofer liya salameh. Then the sofer is up to 400. Shayla sofer achas prati. Hayla v'tana kof the achas. And he has 21. Right? And as we understand the rest of it, right? So basically you have 20 years in the prat, in the two digits. You have 20 years additional that you're going to add if you want to count from the korban. Because basically the count began for the Tana at the year 380. Right, the year 380 for the cipher. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Easier to add, right.
Yeah, that's what Rashi points out. Right, we could also subtract, but this is just the quickest way to do it.
And the most simple level of it, what is a Tana saying? Tana high Tana. Which Tana?
The Tana who counts, that's what Rashi says.
For history,
meaning because it sounds like the Tanoim, the Chalal, their dating system was based on the Churban.
This is not Macha, I hear.
Someone wants to count. If this is a Halacha Gemara or it's a Agadah Gemara, it's an Agadah Gemara.
I just don't know what it is.
That's something that we still do. That's halacha. Now we don't do it. Now you go with the right. What do they do? We do it the korban.
I don't know.
Beyond the Pashup Shan the Gemara, is he giving you the Cheshbonos information? Yeah? Don't know. B'simnech, so now back to the Gemara, B'simnech, what's the simon to remember this? Is Zeli Esrim Shana Mivesecha. This is Yaakov Avinu, right, talking to the mother. All right, so it's the 20 years. You know, this is the 20 years that you add on to the cheshbon that the cipher makes from Greece, then you'll have the cheshbon from the Churban. Yeah. Which again, I mean, I guess this would be more relevant also when they were actually using the Greek Empire as a dating system. This would be the same thing as saying nowadays, right? If you want to figure out from the 2025, and you want to cheshbon that to 5785. So you subtract 60. Or you add 40, which one is it? You add 40, you subtract 60, it's the same idea. This was relevant back then. This was relevant. Thanks to us, that would be nice to know, right? You can add 60 or subtract 40, and then you get to the correct date. The other way, subtract 60 or add 40, and you get to the right date of the Tavshin Pei. Itoi Safra and the Shailu the Tana Kama Chashiv. Oh, so where are we? Now, Itoi Safra, now you have the inverse case, really the same thing.
Back, yes.
The Safra. He made a mistake. He doesn't know where he's up to. He knows the centuries. He doesn't know the double digits. Nisharle litana kama chashiv. So you should ask the Tana where he's up to. Unevaser minayu esrin shnin and subtract 20. Same idea. Umeshkechle lechumre. Right? We understand. It's the inverse. Simnech safra b'tira tana tosva. That the safra, the cipher, he is always writing. He's very medactic with what he writes. Right? Like they bring over here on the side. Pirsh minig hakosev in the margin. Pirsh minig hakosev nikra lichtev dechiser ben Moshe beloy vav leimar beloy vav ablatana min hogu lichtev hateva mole beloy chiser. Oh, right. So that's the ayin ara. Okay. So that's the possibility of what this means. But why this is the phrase? So it's safra b'tzira. You deduct. The safra has to deduct 20 years. The tana is 20. Tana deliyo sheishes alafim shana hava olam. The world, I guess, will be or is 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tayu. Yeah, well, right. However you look at it, 2,000 years of tayu emptiness. That's right. Shnei alafim tayra, and shnei alafim is the Mashiach. Now we're gonna make the cheshbon how shnei alafim starts with tayra. We'll get to that in a minute. And the last 2,000, that's where we are, is Yimaisa Mashiach. Avanisenu shirabu yotzmehen mashiyasu. So, and Bava Yisenu, right, a lot of this is already gone. Shnei alafim tayra me'ema. So now when you start calculating the 2,000 years of tayra, ine matan tayra, you're going to start from matan tayra itself. It's not. Ad hashra lecha kuli high. you work out the numbers, it doesn't add up to 2000, right? We're looking for the date of 2000 from creation. It's not 2000 from creation. The chimayantabuhu tre alpi prati, the high alpahu davoi. Meaning it's 2000, and then there's also some other years into this, into the second set of 2000. Take a look at the Rashi. Rashi brings over here chimayanta, that's 15 lines up in the bottom. Tochi habu hoises oisan al minyan matan toiro. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. I want to go earlier. Before that, it's about 30 lines up, maybe. Inayim imatan toiro v'arachshav ad gemar arvas alosim lebriyat ha'olam k'd k'amrit leka beiz alosim. Yichayantabu b'shnei kamoi d'toyu k'd matan toiro shrei alpayim uprati. It's really more. Me'el of gimel, meaning it's some prati of the el of gimel, meaning it's three digits of the third millennium. Tough mem ches shonim mashach zu you come out. You work out the numbers. It's 448, right? 2448. As we know that Matan Torah was 2448 into the third. 249. Right? That's 2448. 2,000 years from creation. 400 years. 448.
448
into Torah. It's 448 years into Torah. So that can't be. Now Rashi makes the cheshbon. So you take a look at the Rashi. He works out all the numbers. Okay, that's homework. Okay, so now the Gemara gives a different alternative shot to this. That it does not mean Torah, does not mean Matan Torah. Rather, what does it mean? Ella may be Etan Nefesh or Asu B'Choran. Rather, it's referring to Avram Avinu, the pasuk in Lech Lecha, where it says that Avram Avinu, he made these Nefashos in Choran. He was Megayer, these people in Choran, he brought them to Judaism.
So I know this is a bit of the same thing, but what does it mean? Now, Matan Torah,
why those 2000? I mean, I think they make a cheshbon that it's a Gemara. I think they make a cheshbon the Gemara. No, but it says Gemara soifayra, right? Gemara is that's it. I think they make a cheshbon. I think like at the end of the 2000. When it was introduced to the world, meaning, right?
2,000 years.
Yeah, when I say when the introduction of the Torah, because when Avraham Avinu publicized it to these people, that's when it came out into the world.
What is it now?
I think if you look at the numbers, I have to think again, but I think the Gemara may have been the end of the 2000, right? So the Gemara is Soif Ayra. That sealed the Gemara is it.
So all that we have today, for example,
it's all built on that. There are chidushim, but it's only within the confines of these 2,000 years. The 2,000 years lays the groundwork, and we're working
the
Yisaitis. We're working.
And you might Mashiach.
Mashiach, I guess. Something like that, right? We're working. That's what our goal is now. We're working towards. Sounds like it. Yeah. It's Luchar. That's what it sounds like. Right.
What did the era of Torah end and the era of the Shir?
I have to work out. I have to remember again the Gemara.
Yeah,
I think so.
I don't have as much of a problem with the
Yeah.
However, that's how it worked out.
I understand, but once those goalposts
are in place, what does
it mean? Makes sense. What changes? What does it mean?
Yeah,
because
the
Shir
comes from the beginning of the last 2,000 years.
Yeah, right.
And saying
maybe it couldn't come before.
Yeah.
We're working towards it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Rekiva thought has a Shia.
Right.
That was before the Gemara.
Right. Yeah,
he didn't know the Gemara. He didn't know the Mimer. Yes, he is. Don't know. Okay. So you have Avram Avinu. So now you have to work out the numbers of Avram Avinu. How does that work? The Gemiri d'Avram, but he Shaika bar Chamshin v'tarti ham. And.
Comes with this, with the podium.
And Avram Avinu at that time, you know, was 52. So if he was 52, Kama Basran Mitani, Kama Basran, Mitani Tana Arba Meya Vi Arba in Utamanya. So no, Shin, it was 400, again, it was 448 years. Havyun Kimeyanta Be, Banefesh, Vasu Rechor, and Amatan Torah, Arba Meya Vi Arba Mutamanya Shin Havyun. So then it worked out. Otherwise, you take a look at the time, really, we look at when Avram Avinu was born. He was born 52 years, 48, 1948, the same as the state of Israel. That says something. You can't refute that one. It's, right, Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948 from creation, and the state of Israel was 1948. There's got to be something there. But anyway, so then all you have to do is now add 52 years to 1948. You get to 2000. And 52. Yeah, you go 1948.
42.
No, 52. You add 52 years of Avraham Avinu. Yeah, now you're the year 2000, which is the beginning of the Torah, and that's when Avraham Avinu publicized the Torah to these nefashos. Right, that's Hasheras V'Charim. So it's 1948 plus 52. And then you get to 2000. That's the beginning of the Torah. Very good. If you take a look at the Taisus over here, he points out, if you learn Chumash, you usually think Avraham Avinu left Haran, and it says he's 75. So, that's Taisus over here. The Alta got the Chsiv Avraham ben Chamesh Shanim v'Shivim Shanim v'Tesim Haran. 75 when he left Haran. There were two times that he left Haran. The Bris ben Avsaran Haya ben Shivim. The other time Eretz Yisrael. The Shuk Chazal Haran v'Asa Sham Chamesh Shanim. Right? So you see, he went back and forth. So therefore, you could say that the Nefshar Asa v'Haran. What do you mean, Nefshar Asa v'Haran? It means before, when he was 52. Those nefashos that he made in Haran, that was not when he was 75. That was when he was 52. That was earlier. It's that you have to...
Like your second time you're leaving Barclay.
Yep.
The beginning of the era of Nefesh.
52.
The
Matan Torah
is not the cloud.
Right, Matan Torah has nothing to do with it. Right. The Matan Torah is not. He's working the other way. He's working back. It's the same. Because 4-4, right? 2-4-4-8 is in the Torah. He's working back. It's the same question. It's just easier to think of it that way. We know Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. So just add 52. It's the same question. Okay, next. Amar Papa. Itoi Tanav Lo Yoda. The Tana makes big, he does not know Krati Kamahava, Lashila Lasafra Kamaktiv, Unitapalayu Argoin Utamanya. Right, this is now going to be working from the 2000 of the Torah, I believe. Take a look at the Rashi. Itoi Tana, the Tani, when it's in Shirogu, Yosu Mehan Mashiyasu, the Rosalim of Kama Yosu Emotion Mashiach. Oh, he wants to work out how many years of the Emotion Mashiach are in the past, or in the rear view. The Toya Bishana is Bishanatayan. And he's off a year or two. Yeah, so
When's Mashiach time?
Again, the Eldon and Toyah put the noise, and like we said, he doesn't make a mistake 3 digits, only 2 digits. The Lashrav and the Safra, the next Rashi, were 5 lines up in the Rashi. Hamayna Lamalchus Yavin Kana Prati, who Kaisev Apollo di day. When it's Hafe, Kana be Prati di day, I'll Prati the Safra, and let the Tana add on to the Prat, on the Prat of the Safra, Memches Shana, 48 years. How does that work out? So here we go. Next Rashi, Memches Shana, 5 lines up. Shari Minyan Hatana Maschil Acher Kuf Ayin Beis. When do we start counting? The Tana starts 172 years. Shanim Lechurban Habayis, because that's when Shoshamu Shnei Alpayim Tyra. That's when the Shnei Alpayim Tyra were completed, which is I think roughly around the Gemara when it was written, or you know that area of the Gemara. So that's 172 years after the Churban. That was the end of the second set of 2000, the Shnei Alpayim Torah. Uminyan HaSofer, again, when does the Sofer begin, like we saw? Maskil Shin Peshon 380, Koidem HaKorban, before the Korban Abayit. Harei, what are the numbers? Harei Minyan HaSofer Koidem L'Tanah, Tof Kuf Nun Veis. Right, so you're basically adding, you're doing 172 plus 380, 380 plus 172, which is going to end up being 552. 552. That's the Cheshbon. Because you're adding 380 and 172. Why are you doing that? Because you're counting 380 is up until the Churban that the Sofer is counting from Greece. And then you're adding 172 until we hit the end of the second set of 2000. So if you add those two numbers, you get to 552. You're at 552. Now the Tana wants to start from the Churban. Ukshemayna Tana Arvoim Ushmayna Shana Nishmu Kwalo Shal Sofer. When the Tana wants to begin counting, it's going to be from the third set of 2000, from the Yemot HaMashiach. So it's going to begin 48 years, at the year 48, it'll be 600. Right? For the Sofer, it's going to be 600. 600 again from Greece. And for the Tana, it's going to be 48 years into the Yemot HaMashiach. So you basically have to just add 48. If you don't know which, you don't know your 2 digits, you just add 48. Okay, and that's the the rest of it. Now, of course, the cipher is going to do the inverse. He's going to deduct 48. That's going to be the next line. So again, I'm going to cut the two lines down the Gemara, up in the Gemara. So if again, the cipher is counting from Greece, that's 380 plus 172 gets us to the end of the 2,000 years of Torah. And now the Tana wants to start counting from there. So that was 552. So you add 48, and then you get to the beginning of Cheshvan for the one who's counting from the beginning of the 2000. Meshach Leila Chumre, he'll find his sum. The Simnech, what's the Simnech for that? Arboim Ushmoina Ir, the 48 cities of the Libyan. That's just the Simnech to remember 48. And the Safra, he wants to know what his Cheshvan is from Greece. And then he starts counting 48. He deducts 48. Right, so whatever his cheshbon is up to, if he doesn't know two digits, he can just ask the Tana where the Tana is up to, and then deduct 48, same cheshbon. He'll find what he needs. The Simnet again, Safra B'tzira Tana Tosfa'a. And Omer Rav Huna B'Rei Yeshua, Hai Mandla Yila Kama Shnish B'Shavua Hu Oimit. Later, Rav says, I don't know which year of Shemitah am I up to. Which year of Shemitah is? So Nitofi Chad Shata, he should take 1 year, Unasho Kloli B'Yubli, Uprati b'shavui. Let him figure out the klolim of Yovel, the pratim of the shavui. Initially, may it shrei. We shall be uprati and shavino the prati b'shavui. The yeda kamash ne shavui. All right, I want to come back and break down every piece in Rashi. The Rashi says, first of all, what's this 1 year? So again, person is looking for you. Wants to know question: what year of shmita is it? Our last shmita, I think, was Tav Shintei Beis. So we're in Gimel Dal. We're in the third year of the shmita. So Natafi Chad Shasa Al Shnei Zemechurban V'Yachana Shu Aimeva. And high time of the time, the Gavon Tzchus Liyem Zaka, the Chavdiyem Chayim, Shcharv Habayit Rishayna, when the Churban Bayit was destroyed, when the first, second Bayit was destroyed, it was Motzoi Shabbatai, meaning it was Motzoi Shabbos, it was a Saturday night, Motzoi Shvi.
First
Bayit, I'm sorry. Second Bayit was also. The Sitchav, the Chen Mishniyah, yeah, okay, the Chen Mishniyah, right. Okay, so it was Motzoi Shvi, so it was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Alma, Shasa the Churban, the year of the Churban, Askalk of the Shemitah. It's the beginning of Shemitah. The Mahadar Habit, Uman the money, Lishne Churban, someone who's counting to the years of the Churban. Lo money, Lahi Shata, Bahade Shne Churban. So here's the key point, is that if you're counting from the years of the Churban, are you going to count that year or not? And are you going to, where are you going to start number one from? So he says, Lo money, Lahi Shata, Bahade Shne Churban. You're not going to count that year as part of the years of the Churban. El Lahi Shne Bekam, Dasha. So it comes out, you really, when you count from the Churban, your Cheshvan is going to start year two of Shemitah. The Churban was in the first year of the Shemitah cycle. But you're not going to count that as year one from the Churban. You're going to consider that year as the bias having been standing for basically 421 years. You're going to consider the bias having stood for 421. And from the year 422, you're going to say, okay, instead of 422, now it's one. Which means that one that you started from is the second year of the Shemitah. That's where you're getting this additional one from. But Nafaglei Ruba B'Tesfa of, since most of the year was anyways completed, Hilchach Man Devoy Mimni Shmita, you want to figure out the Shmita years, Losfo L'Shanat Korban, Al Minyan Shani Devoster Korban. So you have to add 1 year. Right, so that's the Gemara's Rosh Hashanah talk about.
When was Greece,
middle of Tishrei, Nisan.
And now they're calculating something from it. Don't we need to know
how we continue the year? Right, that's the Gemara's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the Gemara's Rosh Hashanah always talk about that, right? That's how you can end up getting dates mixed up. And if you look at the great book from this person, yeah, there's always these missing dates. And, yeah. Yeah, right. The Gemara's not sure to talk about that. Yeah, that's always how mistakes come up. There's a very good book about it also. Alexander Hull, I forgot the name of the book. That's all. Your belt getting has a... Okay, so again, what were we saying here? Oh, so we're looking for the extra year. Why do we have an extra year? Because even though the first year of the year of the Korban was year one of Shemitah, so it should be a very straight calculation. I'm just counting. Literally, year one is the first year of Shemitah. So if I'm 7 years after the korban, okay, so year seven, it's shmita. Now I'm 8 years after the korban. Oh, it's the first year of the shmita cycle. No, it's not. Because when I counted year one, it wasn't really one. It was really two. It was really the next year. And therefore, I have to add 1 year to my cheshbon. So let's say I'm holding in year eight. So I would think that it's the first year of the shmita cycle. It's not. I got to add 1 year. I'm really in the second year of the shmita cycle. Because I'm counting from year two.
This is a very unique case. And here's a guy who's trying to figure out what year shmita and right. Assumes that he has a cheshbon korban, but not shmita.
He has the set.
He has the information.
Again, that's how they used to date things. We just got used to dating things from Bria Sa'olam or Oisayish. But I'm saying that if your dating system is the Korban, that's the
thing.
You know,
he's not a guy who's found himself.
Yeah,
period,
I would think.
He has a calendar of some sort.
It sounds like that's.
And available to be able to build off of that. It's not just anyone. I think so.
It sounds like they used the chesed from the korban. That's how they used to count it. Yes, right. From the. Okay, so that's the 1 year. Now we have the chesed in the klali. Rashi says, "Vnasha klali hameyoy siyoy v'shtey yoy v'slameyo l'kasa minyana." Right, just to make things easy over here. Otherwise, we're going to be working with. We're going to be working with seven. We don't want to deal with seven. So we're going to deal with 100. So every 100 years is two yaglis. Every 100 years is two yaglis. But we're going to go with the sheet of Rav Yehuda, as the next Rashi says. Nishkol mikol mei atarti v'nishti aprati. The problem is we're going to count 100 years as two yaglis. It's really not. If we go with Rav Yehuda, we have Machloikis and Rosh Hashanah and Erech and elsewhere, where Rabbanan hold that a yaglis is 50 flat. Because it's 49 years, seven cycles of seven. And then the Yovel year is an independent year. Then you start again, so year 51 is a new cycle.
Oh, so
Rabbi Yehuda holds it's seven sets of seven, and then year one is year 49, because it doubles up. Sorry, year one is year 50, I'm sorry. Year one is year 50, because it doubles up. The year of Yovel is also the first year of the next Yovel / Shemitah cycle. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you really have 98 years out of the 100 that should be counted. According to the Rabbanan, there is. According to Yehuda, there is not, right? Or no, even according to Yehuda, there is. It's just the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle. It means it's a shortened Shemitah cycle.
Either way, you have a Shemitah.
Yeah, you definitely have a Shemitah in the Yovel, but then now the Yovel year is year one of the next Shemitah cycle. So Shemitah is coming up sooner.
Yeah.
So now you're going to count the hundreds of years, and you're going to take, out of every hundred, you'll deduct two, and you'll add the two afterwards. Right? And then again, we're going to try to get to a number, and then we're going to figure out when Shemitah is. So now you have the extra year because of the fact that we count from the year after the year of the Korban. So we have to add an extra year for that, as we explained. Then we have to add, for every 100 years, we're going to add 2 years. And now, let's see what's next. We're going to schedule out the Shavui. Rashi says, let's see, there should be another Rashi over here. Let's see. Vinishkol mikol mei v'tarki v'ishti aprati. For Yehuda Zomar, as Yehuda says, shnat kamishim o lakan lakan. You start counting for the next Yovel, like we just said. If you follow the Rabbanan, like we said, the 50th year is the year of Yovel. Right? You always do seven, it goes over and over again. So again, so now what was our chesed over here? Amr Bund Raider of Yeshua, back to the Gemara. Again, Hai Mangal Yoda Kamashni Bishavua Hu Oyin. He doesn't know how many years, which year the Shemitah is. He knows it's X amount of years from the Korban. So how should he get the Shemitah? What does he do? Again, he adds 1 year. That's number one. Then he figures out how many hundreds of years he's passed, and he adds two for every 100. And now you'll figure out what year you're in. Let's just say, for example, let's say it was year 150 from the Korban. So you're 150, okay. So you first will add one. It's 151. Now figure out the 100. So I have 100 years. So I got to add two. I have 50 years. I have to add another one. That's three. So I'm 154. 154. So you figure out that 54 is going to be the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Because it's, right? Again, it will depend if you go, again, this gets complicated because you can go under the Yehuda or the Rabbanan now. Right, that'll really depend. Now, if you go to Rabbanon or you go to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to make an afkamin. But let's say you go to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's really going to be the Shemitah year, because it's going to be 98 would be the end, then it's going to be 105, and then 112, and 119, and 126, and 133, and 140, and 147, and 154. Yeah, it'll end up being the Shemitah year, okay, because you're going to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that's how you make the cheshen for how you know when Shemitah is. That's a long text over here, which we're not going to get into, but if you want to see, Taisus has some strong words on Rashi. He says, he really goes after Rashi over here at Tanakh, Gemara, and Erechim, but that's beyond for further research, take a look at the Taisus. This is a very interesting Ba'amar. Other Rishonim points out, there's another missing year. I think if you do the Cheshvan, you have to do the Cheshvan again, but if you want to work out the Cheshvan nowadays, how do we get to our Shemitah? You know, they were in the third year of the Shemitah, and if you work it from the Churban, just these two missing years. The one year could be, like we're saying, with the Churban, but another year is going to be because, as the Baal Amar points out, when does the first year start in the creation of the world? So we're counting 5, 7, 8, 5. What is that from? The Baal Amar says there are really two minhagim, because, no, not Tishrei Nisan, but rather the creation of the world began before Tishrei. As the creation of the world was really 6 days, right? It was a week. And it was called Gimel. And Aleph Tishrei was the creation of Adam
Arishan. Is that year one or year two?
So is that what year we want? Yeah, is that year one or year two? That's the question. One or two, yeah. So you count
the creation or the birth of Adam.
Basically, right. Meaning then you count those five days as an entire year. You say year one was 5 days long. Okay, year two, Adam Arishan was born. Or no, you say no, the first 5 days don't count. We start Aleph Tishrei as year one. So you're going to end up being 1 year off. So yeah. Five, it might be 5, 7, 8, 5. I think which one did we go with? I forgot which one we do.
Yeah,
but we're 1 year off.
The creation of Adam,
we
should say.
Yeah.
Adam.
But that's when it, yeah,
but
the Icarus, to show Adam, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I don't remember it. Take a look at the Baal Amar and other Rishonim, and you'll see that there's this 1 year off, potentially. And they actually had, he records, there were two different dating systems. So
it could be birthday.
So
the
Shemitah is Shemitah. It's just a subject of, is it actually, is it 5, 7, 8, 5 or is it 5, 7, 8, 6? I don't remember which one it is. No, it's not. No, because we have a certain cousin. No, because we chose one of them. It's not. We don't have a subject. We picked one of them. I forgot which one we picked. We chose one of them. The Baal Amar records there are two minhagim. But yeah, and according to that, it would get confusing. We're just going for Bria Sa'ilah. That's going to do with Shemitah. Shemitah certainly started whenever they entered Eretz Yisrael, right? Whenever the 14 years Kiddush Shechilah, I don't remember now when Shemitah started.
Right.
The Ezra, then it got interrupted, and with Ezra, so you have to work out the numbers again, when exactly, but we know from the Churban that's how we know Shemitah. That the Churban was, again, in the Motzei Shemitah. Okay. That's for further research. You can take a look at the Baal Amar. Yeah, you weren't confused before. Now you have another year to throw in there to confuse them. Where were we over here? Arm Tanina. No, Simnit, one line before that. The Simnit, Kizesh, Nesayim, Harav, the Karabar, since 2 years of hunger within the, in the land. Yeah, so those are the 2 years. Rashi says the simon lo savi to Rabbanan. This is the simon that you shouldn't go to Rabbanan, rather you go to Rabbi Yehuda and you add 2 years. That's what Shinasayim is, you have to add 2 years for every 100. Aram Chanina. Achar Arba Meyais Lechurban Habayis, 400 years after the Churban, Yamel Ka'adam Tak Sada Shava Elef Dinrin. Person says, I'll sell you a field 1,000 dinrin. And you know what? I'll give it to you at a good price. Only 1 dinar. The $1,000 piece of land, I'll give it to you for $1. Lo Tigah, don't buy it. Why? Rashi says, he keeps agula. The kavet lahar kodesh. When achas alusafa. Ulama tafsir hadin. I mean, it's like, imagine it means in chutzlars, right? It means you're going to be in chutzlars. You have a great deal. He's giving you a land. It's $1 million. He's going to give it to you for 10,000. Don't do it because Mashiach's coming. So as machashim is a case. You have to go into all that whole sugya of how you let a calculate the case. The Ramban did it. No, he's saying what? He's saying I remember for churban habayit. That doesn't add up to 6,000. That happened. That hit. It was before Chanina, but it was pretty close from where Chanina was talking. It couldn't have been long after. But what's he saying over here?
He's saying that once the You don't want to have any real estate holdings outside of your zone. You have public business.
Well, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work anything.
Yeah, we're all going. No, we're all going back to your zone. Yeah, but so why can I have a piece of real estate here?
And it's an investment. Why can't I keep it as an investment?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I can settle with or not. What?
It's here. It's not worth it. No, because that year was
yeah. I'm with you. It's worth it. I agree. I've been saying this for 5 years. What are we doing with you? I'm with you.
And how do you build that mission?
I'm not. Okay.
Today's tomorrow.
Yeah, nice.
Definitely. Low key.
Mesita.
Yesterday I was in the house and was meeting with a bunch of contractors. The business, the price guy, and the chef, please cover it.
Oh my god, what a waste of time. 4,231 years. Right? 4231, the Bria's Oilam. In the Yerba Lachad, I'm Kapla Sadashav, El Jinner, Medina, Rep. Al Tika. My Venetian, right now, Plashani, Plashman, the Masnisan, Tafi Plashni. It's an extra 3 years, right? Take a look at the bottom Rashi, and then we'll end there. The Chesbin, Habraisa, Moshe Chagol, Sholoi, Shoshonim Yaser, Damrin Le'el, Kufayim Beis, Shon Acher, Korban, Nishmu, Arbaz, Alachman. As he said before, at 172 years after the Korban, it was the end of the 4,000. The Hosh Valen add to that 231, become the Braitha. The Braitha, add 231 of the Braitha, because the Braitha again was 400 after the Korban, so it's 400 minus 172 gets you to 231. So 231, Hari Hakesh Achar Tuf Gimel, comes out at 403 years after the Korban. That's the Chesed over here. That's 230, as he said, it's 4231. So it comes out, Rav Hanina is 3 years before. Right? 3 years before. I'm sorry. The Chesed is, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The Kufayim Beis after the Korban is the end of the 4,000. Then you add to that the number that's going to reach 231, which is, that's going to be a total of 403 from the Korban. And Chanina said it's 400. So basically, Chanina is 4 years before. But Papa said yes, sir. They're telling you when the Mashiach is going to be, and that gets into the whole problem of being Mahashra. It's like, okay, we'll leave that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.